Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee.
This devotion was written by Catherine King and read by Sally Stovall. Our scripture today is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 from the New Revised Standard Version. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'm not good at waiting. I've improved as I've gotten older, but I'm still pretty impatient. Waiting has always seemed passive to me, and I want to be doing something, anything, other than waiting. While studying this scripture, I learned the Hebrew verb translated as wait in this passage is kava. It's related to kav, which means cord or rope. One source I consulted suggested to imagine a rope being pulled tight and stretched out. Kava is the feeling of anticipation at the release of tension. Kava is sometimes translated as hope. We don't wait for the best solution or for our circumstances to change. We are to wait for the Lord. The tension of our current circumstance can only be relieved by the Lord. Being bad at waiting, I can certainly relate to that tension, but I can also recognize that even in that tension, or maybe because of that tension, I'm waiting on the Lord. Like the Israelites, I remember how the Lord has been with me in the past and how He can be trusted with my future. My hope is in the Lord while I wait and in every circumstance. During this Advent, let's remember to wait on the Lord who came to us as a lowly infant. Please pray with me. Lord, help us to enjoy this season of hope and of waiting. May we remember your faithfulness and continue to wait for you to renew our strength. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who entered our world so many years ago. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.